This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
This time of the show, while the legislature's in session, we do our Under the Dome legislative update, where we bring you a live update from one of our state senators or state representatives. We're fortunate tonight to have our own legislator, our state senator from here in Wichita, Senator Renee Erickson, with us. Renee, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. It's always a pleasure having you on the show, my friend.
Oh, John, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Happy New Year, and I can't wait for tomorrow. Happy Hokey Pokey Day, where we put the right people in, take the left people out, and shake the swamp all about. Can't wait.
I love that. That's great. Okay. All right. You know what music we're going to have to play on the way out of this segment, right, Phil?
I do. Yes, and, yes. And Renee, I just want to say that's probably going to be a soundbite on this show from now on.
Yep,
that's fantastic.
Yep. Take the right. Yes. I love that. That should be a new soundbite. I want to take the right people in and the wrong people out. I love that.
Well, John, I'll tell you, you have the best lead-in music of any show bar none. So I take that as a great compliment.
I will put the check in the mail, my friend. So let me ask you, we just had Elizabeth Patton from AFP on a little while ago. We talked about this, but let me ask you, since this is a Senate bill or concurrent resolution, but it's the same thing. Tax committee heard testimony this week on 1603. It's nice to hear you guys actually doing something in the first week. I remember when I was in the legislature and all we basically did was piddle potter around and, you know, introduce ourselves for the first 2 weeks. So I'm thrilled to see the way Dan and Ty are driving the ship and getting right to work right away. But 1603, as I understand it, would cap annual property tax increases in appraised value at 3%. Is that right?
That is correct. And John, yes, we have hit the ground running. It's been that way ever since COVID, when we weren't sure if we were going to get sent home or not. We decided, and everyone said, hey, we love this pace. We don't want to sit around. And yes, so hearings on SCR 1603, it will cap assessed valuations at no more than 3% a year, unless it's new construction or you make improvements to your home. And the Senate passed this last year late and didn't quite get taken up. So we're excited about getting it done because, as you said earlier with Elizabeth, property tax is the number one issue people want action on. The Republicans are going to deliver it. Speaker Hawkins emphatically said, we will get property tax done this year, and the Senate is full on board with that.
So, and this, fortunately, because she's expressed that she doesn't like this idea, Governor Kelly has nothing to do with this. This is a constitutional amendment. So if the Senate passes it and the House passes it, then it goes to the ballot, correct?
Correct. It takes 2/3 of both chambers, but then it does not go to the governor. It goes straight to the people. And I'm excited about that because people are clamoring for property tax relief. And so I think it's a great opportunity to do something on that front. But I don't think that's the only thing we're going to be looking at in order to provide relief to folks.
I know this week I didn't make it. I had root canal, oral exams, and had to watch paint dry. So I didn't attend the State of the State because I had, you know, so many other things I'd rather do. But she had her State of the State. You know, I'm so sorry I missed it. But I did watch the highlights, and you know, once again, it just seemed like it was the same old, same old. Medicaid expansion, not allowing you guys to do any tax increases. Her budget, which is, what was it, 16% increase in spending. Just lots of spending, Medicaid expansion, and don't do any tax cuts. I'm assuming that fell on fairly deaf ears.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Well, John, I would rather have a root canal by a monkey than listen to another one of her State of the State addresses. I'm just telling you, you know, what she proposed. She says she said, quote, I am a fiscal conservative.
Oh, whatever.
And then she presents a budget like this and talks. Yeah, quote, that she thinks she's a fiscal conservative. But, yeah, increased spending, as you said earlier, we have a spending problem. The governor, her answer is to increase government bureaucracy. She wants to add two new, cabinet-level offices to deal with early childhood and water and spend more money, because that's the answer that she has. We need to address those problems. There's no question. But adding bureaucracy and just throwing money at it isn't the answer. So we'll come with real practical solutions for the issues that Kansans are facing and to lay the groundwork for the next, as she said, 25 to 75 years.
Well, and it's interesting that she wants to increase spending when you and I both know that the surplus that you're sitting on is dwindling. I thought it was interesting. I saw... the Senate President Ty Masterson's response. And, you know, that's where I think most Kansans are. It shows how out of touch Laura Kelly is, because he talked about simplifying the tax code and reducing taxes for families. She didn't talk about that. She specifically had told the press that, you know, where she instructed you not to cut taxes. He also talked about, you know, the extreme trans agenda, and I think that's important. She's vetoed that bill. You couldn't get it through the House last time because there were a few holdouts, but Dan seems pretty confident that this time around we can get that passed.
I'm confident we'll get the gender mutilation bill passed this time. A couple of the people who were obstacles in the House are no longer there.
Right.
So I'm confident we'll get that. It's the right thing to do, John. This is a winning issue. And not only that, it's the right thing to do for kids. So I'm happy to see that will be coming. I'm on public health and welfare in the Senate. That's queued up, ready to go. We hope to get that out soon in the session.
You, speaking of you, I know you chair the new, basically, it's like a DOGE committee for the Senate, which is good. I mean, Kansas's budget has ballooned 60% over the last 12 years. This is something new. It's a new committee that the Senate has set up. Am I characterizing it correctly? It's like a government efficiency kind of a committee?
Absolutely. We're seeing it at the federal level. This is a push in other states, too. Do not call me, Elon Ramaswamy or anything, but it's very much modeled after looking for government efficiencies. And we obviously need to cut spending. One of the ways we do that is through efficiency. And we are looking at everything in that committee, from reducing the burdensome rules and regulations to our fiscal areas that we know we can cut, to how we do things in our government agencies, redundancies. John, people came out of the woodwork in order to, they've been contacting me saying, hey, look at this. We are setting up a portal page on the legislative website where people can report government inefficiencies, and we will take a look at those because we are going to not just take away some of the burdensome regulations and look at the low-hanging fruit. We're going to systemically change how we do business here in Kansas to be more efficient, not just now, but going forward.
Well, I've got a couple from you. Next time we're together, I'll let you know because I encountered a few just in my time in the legislature on some of the interim committees. So next time we're together, I'll give you a couple of tips. Senator Ramaswamy, if folks want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to connect?
Through my website or Facebook or X, however they want to do it. Just not TikTok, apparently.
Nope.
Not that I was ever on that.
Me neither.
Yeah, reach out. Would love to hear from folks. And whatever I can do to help, be glad to do it.
Renee, I appreciate you. Keep up the good work. Try and stay warm. I know it's going to get awful cold up there this week.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you, John.
Thank you, my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.